WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 24 degrees at 12 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News celebrating Jimmy Carter. I'm Michelle Franzen. Former presidents and former first ladies joining members of the Carter family and foreign dignitaries today at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., remembering the life and legacy of Jimmy Carter. President Biden delivered the eulogy for his longtime friend, someone he says defined character and ushered in a new way of politics when he took office as the 39th president. President Biden says he lived a life of service, including his efforts for Habitat for Humanity that carries on.
Jimmy Carter also established a model post-presidency by making a powerful difference as a private citizen in America. And I might add, as you all know, around the world.
The service is just wrapping up. Carter's casket will be flown back to his home state of Georgia, and he will be buried next to his late wife, Rosalynn, in Plains, where they lived for decades and raised their family. This is ABC News. If you think your rent is too high, a new lawsuit could help more states joining a legal battle going after landlords.
The government is suing six major landlords, accusing them of illegally collaborating to raise rents nationwide. North Carolina is one of 10 states now joining the Justice Department, alleging these major property companies operating more than 1 million housing units in 43 states are using algorithms to set rents and share sensitive information with each other to reduce competition and boost profits.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. Authorities say they've confirmed a case of bird flu in North Texas. A wild bird that was found dead near Austin has tested positive. Health officials with the CDC are stressing, though, that the risk to the public remains low. It follows the country's first human death from bird flu in Louisiana that was reported last week. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It's partly sunny and 24 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy and a nice winter day, a high of 27. Tonight, cloudy with a 50% chance of scattered light snow showers by late evening. Mainly just a dusting possible with a low of 18. Then tomorrow, clouds mixed with brief breaks of sunshine, a bit warmer than normal with a high of 28. In Richland Center, after a low of 2, it's 24 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Good afternoon. It is 24 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service is issuing a public health alert for a frozen product labeled as chicken curry empanadas due to misbranding and undeclared allergen. The product labeled as chicken curry empanadas may actually contain apple cinnamon empanadas, which contain milk, a known allergen that is not declared on the product label. FSIS is issuing this public health alert to ensure that consumers with allergies to milk are aware that this product should not be consumed. The product subject to the public health alert is 9.6 ounce cardboard packages labeled as Better Goods Traditionally Crafted Chicken Curry Empanadas with Best Buy 52126 or 52226 and EST P33967 on the side of the box. These items were shipped to Walmart locations nationwide. As expected, the state Senate's first floor session on Wednesday approved a measure that would protect Wisconsin's voter ID law through an amendment to the state constitution. Senator Republican Van Wingard authored the language. The racing Republican said he's unwilling to let the state's decade-old voter ID requirement be overturned by Wisconsin Supreme Court's liberal majority. Senators voted along party lines to approve the resolution, which will go before voters in April, following expected passage in the assembly next week. Democrats argued the chamber should have taken up more pressing issues, including addressing gun violence. This is the measure's second pass through the legislature, which is required for any amendment to the Constitution. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority have announced $2 million in grant funding to improve living conditions for those struggling with housing insecurity. According to a press release, 52 organizations across the state will receive a portion of the funding for projects that improve emergency shelters, transitional housing, and extremely low-income housing. Access to affordable housing has become a major issue in many areas as the unhoused population continues to grow across the state. Wisconsin drivers may not give much thought to mile markers as they fly past them on the highway, but the Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding people that they serve an important purpose. Law enforcement authorities say paying attention to the mile markers before a crash can lead to faster response times for help, prevent more secondary crashes, and help authorities clear traffic jams faster. Mile markers are placed on either the right side or median of highways, and drivers should take note of the closest marker when calling for help. The Wisconsin State Telecommunications Foundation is offering scholarships for high school seniors planning to attend a two-year technical college. The program is sponsored by various telephone companies in the state, and students can apply for one-time scholarships between $1,000 and $1,500. The application materials can be found on the WSTF scholarship website, and they must be submitted by February 17th. The program has awarded nearly $2 million to nearly 1,500 students since its creation in 1986. UW gets funds for vaping research. The study is a collaboration between the UW Health Preventive Cardiology Program and the UW Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention. It will examine the long-term effects on heart and lung health caused by vaping. The study team will recruit 400 participants, 21 and older, who have vaped regularly for a year or more and do not currently smoke. Researchers will then check in with participants over the course of the three-year study to monitor their blood vessel, heart, and lung health. Funding for the study comes from the National Institutes of Health. People who complete the study will get up to $675 and individualized test results. As a new year begins, many people set resolutions to improve their health, often by scheduling a visit to their health care provider. But for those living in rural areas, like southwest Wisconsin, finding a local provider can be a challenge. This is a reality the University of Wisconsin-Platteville is working to change. With the first class of physician assistant, or PA, students set to graduate in 2025, the university is helping address this healthcare gap by preparing a new generation of providers who are likely to stay in practice in the region. A PA is a mid-level healthcare provider trained to diagnose, treat, and prescribe medications independently, though they work under the supervision of a collaborating physician. While PAs hold a master's degree rather than a doctoral degree, their scope of practice allows them to function autonomously in many clinical settings. Through an innovative partnership with the University of Wisconsin-Madison, students at UW-Platteville pursue a Master of Physician Assistant Studies from one of the nation's most respected programs while completing all coursework on the Platteville campus. Although the degree is awarded by UW-Madison, the program's strong ties to southwest Wisconsin ensures students receive a well-rounded education rooted in the needs of rural health care. PA school is a two-year program, and while it's intense and year-round, it offers a faster track to becoming a healthcare provider. The program at UW-Platteville also offers students an option to accomplish both a bachelor's and a master's degree within 5 years, making it the only program in the partnership to do so. Changing how Wisconsin children are tested isn't being supported by a high-profile former educator. Governor Tony Evers is criticizing the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's decision to change state test score benchmarks. Evers is calling the change a mistake. State Superintendent Jill Underly defended the changes, saying standards were updated to better assess students. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's got plans to bring forward legislation to maintain consistent standards. In recent months, many people following press releases and social media have observed that the Iowa County 911 Center is dispatching multiple fire departments to structure fires. This practice has led to questions from the community, prompting an explanation of the process. The implementation of this automatic aid system was influenced by information gained during a routine insurance services office rating audit conducted on an Iowa County fire department recently. After discussions among the Iowa County Fire Chiefs, it was decided that any call reporting a structure fire or smoke visibly coming from a dwelling would trigger automatic aid to enhance fire response efficiency. When a call meets the established criteria for a structure fire, the dispatch team pages the fire department responsible for that specific property. Simultaneously, they send out an additional engine from the nearest municipality to help the responsible department in cases where the fire is in a rural area that does not have fire hydrants available to supply water. A tender from a third fire department will also be dispatched to ensure an adequate water supply at the scene. This streamlined approach allows for a more coordinated and effective response to fire emergencies. The benefits of this automatic aid system extend to the entire community. It can lead to reduced insurance rates for property owners, as having quick access to more resources during a fire and can diminish potential damage. Moreover, this system enhances safety by ensuring that more responders arrived on the scene rapidly, allowing for prompt action against the fire. Additionally, having a third department provide extra water supply is crucial in effectively combating fires in areas where hydrants may not be available. Overall, this collaborative effort not only improves the immediate response to fires, but also fosters a stronger support network between local fire departments, as the county has seen a decline in emergency service volunteers. A student at Meadowview Middle School in Sparta is suspected to be the target of a harassment and swatting campaign. Sparta police said that a threatening social media post showing a gun was from a fake account impersonating a 13-year-old in the school, and that the gun in the post was a toy. A 14-year-old is being referred for charges of identity theft, swatting, and terroristic threats for creating the post. People are also reminded to use Speak Up, Speak Out to report any tips to law enforcement at 1-800-MY-SUSO-1. Tomah police said that a man wanted in connection with a Thanksgiving Day stabbing is in custody. According to a release, police arrested a 30-year-old man at a home in the city Tuesday. David Hintz was found hiding in a crawl space and resisted arrest. He is one of two suspects in the stabbing incident. He's been charged with attempted homicide, as well as several other crimes. Another suspect, 33-year-old Justin Novak, was arrested shortly after the stabbing, which left the victim initially hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. The Packers Pro Shop website has experienced a data security breach. The team sent a letter to affected consumers to offer identity theft and credit monitoring services. The letter to consumers said the breach only affected purchases made through the e-commerce website. The brick-and-mortar store was not affected, nor were purchases made with gift cards, ProShop web accounts, PayPal, or Amazon Pay. Bleeping Computer is a website that tracks data breaches. A story on the website says the potentially impacted transactions were made between September 23rd and 24th and October 3rd through the 23rd. It is 23 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate. Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin.
Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
It's currently a cloudy 23 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Bear Creek Valley in Richland County, Wisconsin. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to genealogy trails from what would be the town of Forest, the eastern part of the town of Buena Vista includes Bear Creek Valley, which is one of the finest sections of country to be found in all of the state of Wisconsin. From the point where Bear Creek enters the town to its place of exit into the Wisconsin River, it includes a distance of about 6 miles. The average width of the valley is about 1 mile. In the early history of the town, wheat and other cereals were grown in great abundance. But for a number of years, this valley has now been devoted extensively for grazing and dairying cattle. There are 2 cheese factories in this valley within the limits of the town of Buena Vista, which was, for it would be, extensive business. L.G. Thomas is the pioneer in that cheese-making business in all of the state of Wisconsin. He began in 1865 and for many years did an extensive business in the area. In 1867, George Carswell and his brother John H. and Nathaniel began the manufacture of cheese using that year's milk from what would be about 100 cows. They ran a private dairy until 1873. The present factory was erected in 1882. This is one of the most complete factories to be found in all of the state. The size of the building is 24 by 45 feet. When it's full capacity of cheese, it can do 1,500 pounds per day. It is furnished with all the modern improvements, and its facilities are for rapid and excellent work. During the year of 1883, this factory manufactured into cheese from milk of about 400 cows. The Easton Cheese Factory was erected in 1871 by H. L. Eaton. During the first year, this factory used about 200 cows' milk. The establishment now has a capacity of manufacturing up to 700 pounds per day. An unlimited amount of cold spring water runs through the factory, from which a spring just a few rods away. During the winter of 1849, the town of Buena Vista was organized by an act of the legislature, and on the first Tuesday in April of 1849, the electors of the town met at the house of I. H. Wallace in what was then Richland City, and organized by choosing J. W. Coffinberry, moderator, and C. W. Morris, clerk. The polls were open, and 20 votes were cast. Those returns were taken to Mineral Point, Iowa County, for survey. Listen next week to the history of Richland County. A Sextonville High School graduate serves on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer will bring another season of open houses at the Yankee School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Historical Society's Yankee Breaky Newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history. The sponsorship of programs devoted to local history and the maintenance of and public access to the Yankee School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can email your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. And you can learn more at Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
Over the next few months, the Richland Hospital and Clinics will be working to update the Richland County 2022 Community Health Needs Assessment. The process begins with a community-wide anonymous survey available in both English and Spanish, which helps TRHC determine vital health and wellness services needed in our area. Strong survey participation is necessary to determine the status of current health care delivery and uncover any unmet resident needs. The goal of this update is to understand progress from past community health needs assessments conducted in 2019 and 2022, while collecting up-to-date community health perceptions and identifying potentially changing needs. The brief survey link can be accessed beginning today by visiting the Richland Hospital and Clinics website at richlandhospital.com. All TRHC community residents and business leaders are encouraged to complete this online survey by February 7th. In addition, a community health needs assessment town hall meeting to discuss the survey findings and identify unmet needs will be held Thursday, March 20th. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Carol Strang of Richland Center on ticket number 89. It's 23 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:27. Today's vital statistics are next.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
It's 24 degrees in Richland Center at 12:29 on this Thursday afternoon, January 9th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Eva E. Middlestead, 97 of Reedsburg, died December 29th at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Friday at the Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg. Burial will follow in Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Eva Middlestead is survived by her sons, Daryl and Janie Middlestead and Keith Middlestead. 4 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, many nieces and nephews, other relatives, and friends. Eva E. Middlestead, 97, of Reedsburg. James J. Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center, died December 31st at home following a battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Jim Tidrick is survived by a son, Brian and Lupe of Madison, a daughter, Melanie and Stephen of Port Washington, a brother, Ray and Rose Tidrick, sister-in-law, Diane Tidrick, many nieces, nephews, grandnieces, and grandnephews. James J. Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center. David J. Copus, Sr., 62, of Toma, formerly of Richland Center, died December 22nd. A time of sharing with military honors will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday at the Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. A celebration of life with refreshments will be held at the funeral home Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. David Copus is survived by 4 children, Teresa Gardner and Jason Johnson, Jennifer and Matt Schultz, David Joe Copus Jr., and Jasper Dean Copus. 11 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, daughter-in-law Molly Rutherford, his twin brother Daryl Copus, siblings Jane Viborn, Jerry and Teddy Copus, and Nancy Welch. Also many nieces, nephews, cousins, and other relatives. David J. Copus Sr., 62 of Toma, formerly of Richland Center. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61 of Soldiers Grove, died December 27th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 3 at the American Legion Post 220 in Soldiers Grove. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is assisting the family. Becky Salmon is survived by her husband Rick, 3 children, Nathan Gander and Shannon Collins of Gays Mills, Shannon and Michael Russell of Viola, and Kaylee and Cody Knapp of Stitzer. 7 grandchildren, her chosen parents, Roy and Wanda Davidson, along with many other in-laws, close friends, and relatives. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61, of Soldiers Grove. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center, died December 11th at Rainbow Hospice Care. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 18th, at 11 o'clock at the Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham. Memorials may be made to the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Jean Reese is survived by 2 sons, Jeffrey Reese and Eileen Molly Rosau, and David and Diane Marie Reese, a nephew and 3 nieces. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center. John Edward Ressler, 90, of Plain, died Saturday following a long illness. To honor John's wishes, there will not be a funeral service. His family invites you to privately celebrate John's life in your own way. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. John Ressler is survived by 5 children, Sheila and Tom Roback, Kevin and Lisa Ressler, Dawn and Brett Muller, Brian and Chris Ressler, and Shana Jatsik, 6 grandchildren and a great-grandchild. John Edward Ressler, 90, of Plain. Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel, died December 31st at Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital after a battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held Sunday, January 19th at 1:30 at the Blue River Village Hall. The service will also be streamed via Zoom. Friends may call at the Blue River Village Hall Sunday, January 19th, from 11 until the time of service at 1:30. Memorials may be sent to her daughter, Becky. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Vicki Zimple is survived by her husband, William, four children, Jeremy Zimple, Craig and Megan Zimple, Beggy and Ernesto Alatorre, and Brooke Zimple and Scott Stitzer, four grandchildren, a brother, Dennis Adametz, and two nieces. Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Well, we don't have any anniversary wishes to pass on today, but we do, however, have a very special birthday wish to pass on. A happy 101st birthday to Bernie Cooey. Best wishes to you, Bernie, from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some pretty nice January conditions across the area today with that sunshine and temperatures getting a few degrees above normal. Meanwhile, we're tracking a cold front in Minnesota down through eastern South Dakota with some snow showers. That'll produce a light accumulation across portions of Wisconsin later tonight. Probably just a slight dusting around here, and then it moves away tomorrow. Generally quiet weather tomorrow and Saturday. Meanwhile, the next low pressure system will spin in from the northern plains as we head into Sunday, and that should bring most of the region some steady light snow with small accumulations, maybe an inch or two in our neck of the woods through late Sunday night. The better chance of about 3 inches will be over north and northeast Wisconsin. Behind that, a blast of Arctic air for Monday and Tuesday. We'll see some gusty northwest winds as well, so you'll definitely need to bundle up early next week as wind chills plunge as cold as 20 below zero. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Partly cloudy with a high near 27. South wind up to 10. Cloudy tonight with a 50% chance of scattered light snow showers by late evening. Mainly just a dusting expected. Low at 18. Tomorrow cloud cover mixed with some breaks of sun, a little bit warmer than normal yet, with highs in the upper 20s, wind out of the west-northwest near 10. On Saturday, increasing clouds, low 13, high in the mid-20s. Some light snow possible late Saturday night as temperatures drop down to near 20 degrees. For Sunday, overcast with intermittent light snow likely, about an inch or two expected through late Sunday night, high temperature 31. Monday, windy and much colder, chance of flurries early in the day, then peaks of sunshine, low 9 with a high of 15. Tuesday, frigid with partly cloudy to sunny sky, still breezy, low 1 below with a high of 17. And next Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy, slight chance of a light snow shower late, high 29. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently partly sunny and 25 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 24, our low this morning was 2. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 25. The record high for this date was set in 2002 at 54. The record low, 25 below, was set in 1977. Last year's high was 33 with a low of 31. Sunset tonight will be at 4:44, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:33. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 6 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.77 and no precipitation to report. It's currently partly sunny and 25 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
2024 was a good year to be in pork production. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Last year turned out pretty well for pork producers, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. USDA livestock economist Michael McConnell says the latest hogs and pigs report says 35.2 million pigs came into the world between September and November.
Sow's farrow between September and November was at just under 3 million farrowings for the quarter, about level a year ago, but the pigs per litter was 11.92, which was 2% higher than a year ago, and that was a record high and substantially higher than where we were a year ago.
McConnell says it was a good wrap-up to a better year for pork producers.
First of all, relatively lower feed costs have helped producers as the price of corn and soybean meal has been relatively lower. That's helped returns through much of 2024, and that's likely going to continue into 2025. The other thing, too, is that, you know, demand has been fairly good, both in terms of export growth as well as, you know, strong prices and strong values feeding the domestic market as well.
McConnell adds, however, there remains a fine line between production and demand for pork. He says farrowing intentions now through May are down about 1%, but the pigs per litter rate could offset that a bit. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Harchi Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Harchi Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
The strike at Eastern and Gulf Coast ports has been averted. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, the inaugural Midwest Meat Summit is underway in Des Moines, Iowa, and Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp is there.
Margaret Chamas with Practical Farmers of Iowa says the event is all about making connections across the entire value chain.
The people producing the animals, the live animals on the ground, all the way through the people selling it to or serving it to people who are eating it on their plates. And so making connections between and across people at those different points along the chain.
She tells Brownfield a lack of consumer willingness to pay what it actually costs to produce meat in a sustainable, regenerative, holistic, or organic way remains a challenge.
If you want it local, if you want it regional, if you want it fresh, it's going to cost a bit more. But here's all the really good things we're doing to strengthen the communities around all these different industries.
From the Iowa Event Center, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
A second U.S. port strike has been averted after the union representing 45,000 dock workers struck a tentative deal Wednesday on a new six-year contract. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says the key issue has been port workers fighting to save their jobs from automation.
Now that's just a non-starter for economists. We need to see all of us adapt to changing environment, whether it's AI or whether it's automation or whatever we wish to call it. That has real positive impacts on our overall growth, and we don't need to be halting growth in the U.S. economy.
In a joint statement, the International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance said the tentative agreement protects current jobs and establishes a framework for implementing new technology to modernize shipyards, while also ensuring new jobs are created to support such technology. The two sides have agreed to continue operating under the current contract until the ILA can ratify the deal with its members. The state climatologist for Iowa says he's concerned about river levels heading into spring. Justin Glisson with the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship says he's closely monitoring the Missouri and Mississippi rivers.
We turned the faucet on somewhat in November and December. We did see some rebound in inland streams, but the larger stream systems, the larger river systems on the Missouri and Mississippi side are still below average.
He tells Brownfield an above average winter snowpack is greatly needed. December was warm and dry for Wisconsin. The USDA says average statewide temperatures were nearly 5 degrees above normal, while precipitation was just under usual levels, with some farmers reporting concerns about the effects of low snow cover on fall planted crops. Field work during the month included the application of fertilizer and manure. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agri America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agri America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agri America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agri America.
Another sluggish start for direct cash cattle business. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is still relatively quiet. A few bids have surfaced in Nebraska at $200 live and $315 stressed. Asking prices in the south are at $200 live and $320 stressed in the north. There's some distance between both bids and asking prices, and that could result in delaying any significant trade volume until sometime on Friday. Box beef is higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $221 at $330.82. Select is $248 higher at $309.37. At the Husk Livestock Market in Nebraska, steers 500 to 700 pounds were steady to $5 higher. Steers over 700 pounds were $10 to $15 higher. Heifers 550 to 700 pounds were steady to $5 higher. And heifers over 700 pounds were steady to $10 higher. The USDA says demand was good from the buyers in the crowd and online. Feeder supply included 62% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers 705 to 743 pounds brought 287 to 306. Feeder steers 805 to 843 pounds brought 265 to 283.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer 650 to 698 pounds brought $272 to $285. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. Processors are still likely in need of numbers, so the market could be a little more active today and tomorrow. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, which has been helping provide some price support. Domestic demand has struggled. Export sales will be delayed today due to the National Day of Mourning and will be released Friday. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $76 to $81 and a weighted average of $79.35. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $55. And pork values were firm at midday, up 13 cents at $90.66. Loins, bellies, and ribs were all higher. Butts, hams, and picnics were lower to sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at compeer.com.
Hogs are mostly higher. Soybeans, cattle, and corn are up. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans have turned modestly higher on short covering and technical buying, getting ready for the USDA numbers out tomorrow, including the delayed weekly export sales report. Medium-term forecasts do have a return to more favorable conditions in parts of Argentina and Brazil. March beans are up 2.5 at 997, May's 1.5 higher at 1007.5. March soybean meal's down $1.60 at 299.20. March bean oil's up 85 points at 42.44. Corn's modestly higher, monitoring those conditions in South America while preparing for several market-moving reports out tomorrow. Ethanol production was down in the week, but remains at relatively lofty levels. March corn's up 2¾ at 456 and three quarters. May's 2¼ higher at 464 and three quarters. And wheat's mostly lower as some southern growing areas will see a soil moisture recharging winter storm into Friday. Export demand for U.S. wheat's slow, but could see an improvement after the recent losses. March Chicago's down 4 at 532 and a quarter. March Kansas City's 2¼ lower at 548. March Minneapolis is back to steady at 585. Live and feeder cattle are up sharply with box beef higher at midday, optimistic about direct business. Asking prices are 200 live and 320 dressed, with the bids at 200 live and 315 dressed. February live's up 440 at 198.10. April's 322 higher at 198.75. March feeders are up 377 at 268.75. April's 350 higher at 269.65. And hogs are mostly higher on spread trade and technical buying. February's up 282 at 82.30, and April leans 282 higher at 87.90. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update.
Have you been to agroamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
How New Year's resolutions can impact food prices. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. All right, raise your hand if you've made a New Year's resolution to eat healthier in 2025. Well, if your hand's up, the cost of those healthier foods might be a little more expensive to start the year. The USDA's Agriculture Marketing Service reports that red seedless grapes, Gala apples, avocados, and navel oranges saw significant changes to prices to start the year. As shoppers are prioritizing healthy eating resolutions, some of the things that are being featured more by retailers are Chilean cherries, Florida strawberries, and Texas grapefruit. All right, so let's talk about those price increases. Compared to the same week last year, avocados are 27% more expensive. Navel oranges per pound are up 25%. Red seedless grapes are 18% higher. The price of apple juice is up 17%. And Gala apples have increased 12% in price. If you're looking for some savings in the produce section, mangoes dropped 29%. Cost of blueberries is down 14%, red cherries are down 12%, and blackberry prices declined 10%. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield anchor reporter based in Iowa. Tune in each day to Managing for Profit to hear expert advice from the industry's top producers and leaders to make your operation more profitable. Topics range from insurance, government programs, taxes and regulations, environmental factors, policy updates, overall risk management, and more. Unlock the potential of your farming operation with Managing for Profit each day on Brownfield.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at Compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at Compeer.com.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil D, and I am really ready to go with some great rock and roll for you coming up on Saturday night. We'll be flashing back to one of my favorite years, 1973. We'll also be featuring a few great cover songs over the years. That's coming up during the Rock and Roll Radio program, and we're here Saturday night. Just hold on a second. I'm going to check with my agent real quick. Can I stay up late on Saturday night, June?
Are you going to clean that room of yours?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Those were the days. WRCO Saturday Night is sponsored by Center Cinema Twins, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, A&W of Boscobel, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and Mastodon Records. Join us between 6 and midnight for all kinds of reminiscing on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News celebrating Jimmy Carter. I'm Michelle Franzen. World leaders, including five living American presidents and first ladies, gathered at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. to honor and bid farewell to the nation's 39th president. Longtime friend President Biden delivered the eulogy.
President Biden said the definition of a good life is making every minute count, and that's the life his dear friend Jimmy Carter lived.
He showed us what it means to be a practitioner of good works and a good and faithful servant of God and of the people.
The president said Carter never let the tides of politics divert him from his mission to serve and shape the world.
Jimmy Carter's friendship taught me, and through his life taught me, the strength of character.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Carter's casket now making the final journey to Plains, Georgia. He'll be buried next to his wife, Rosalind. This is ABC News. A winter storm.